Governor Jared Polis signed Colorado's Clean Slate Bill into law yesterday. The law will make it easier to clear eligible criminal records if a person does not commit other offenses. An estimated 3 out of 10 Coloradans struggle with a conviction record or arrest, which can affect their ability to find work or housing. Around 1.3 million Coloradans will be eligible to get their records expunged. Colorado is the 7th state to enact a Clean Slate law. On Tuesday, a Boulder County judge dismissed a lawsuit from the out-of-state debris removal company, Ceres Environmental. The suit accused Boulder of unfairly giving the Marshall Fire debris removal contract to DRC Emergency Services. Ceres Environmental, a Florida-based company, filed the lawsuit against the county on April 11th. It said the DRC Emergency Services, a Louisiana-based company, was an unqualified contractor without experience, timeline, or pricing to justify the award. Ceres alleged that Boulder County negotiated secretly with DRC services and that DRC misrepresented its work experience with past wildfire cleanups. The county denied the accusations and pointed to a document rating debris removal contracts. The document rates DRC with 91 over Ceres 68 points. County Attorney Ben Perlman stated that we've learned throughout this process that in the highly competitive environment of private disaster management firms like Ceres, are focused more on money than on families affected by the disasters. Aurora is at risk as a lawsuit looms over Boulder's camping ban. Christian Garibay has more.
The city of Aurora's new camping ban rests on contested legal ground. The narrow conservative majority of Aurora City Council passed a camping ban earlier this year. Critics say the measure criminalizes homelessness and is a coercive measure to push unhoused people out of the city. Attorneys at the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado, or ACLU, filed a lawsuit against the city of Boulder and its chief of police last week over two ordinances. The lawsuit argues the prohibition of sleeping under enclosed shelter or with a blanket is a violation of constitutional rights when no meaningful alternative shelter is available. The ACLU lead attorney on the case argues Boulder has pioneered anti-homelessness measures that other cities, like Aurora, have adopted. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Attorney General's Office are working to get parents information about the nationwide shortage of infant formula. Earlier this month, President Biden established the Defense Production Act to increase production of formula. The act permits the Defense Department to import formula from overseas. Colorado hospitals have just received infant formula shipments. Last week, Governor Polis signed an executive order declaring a disaster emergency due to the national formula shortage. The American Academy of Pediatrics warns parents to not water down formula or feed homemade formula to their child. A federal judge dismissed an electoral conspiracy theory lawsuit last week. Kiara DeMare has more.
A federal appeals court in Denver shot down the legal argument that Facebook and Dominion voting systems, among others, rigged the 2020 presidential election. According to Colorado Politics, the 10th Circuit Court found that the 8 plaintiffs who brought the suit lacked evidence to prove that anyone had violated the constitutional rights of every registered voter in the United States. Another part of the lawsuit alleged that Dominion voting machines were rigged to count more votes for President Joe Biden than former President Donald Trump. However, these claims have never been proven. The appeals court's decision upholds a previous dismissal of the suit made by a federal judge in April of 2021. The Associated Press has reported that out of more than 25 million votes cast in swing states, authorities found less than 500 cases of voter irregularities, far too few to change the outcome of the election. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMare.
Boulder Parks and Recreation is asking Boulder residents to clean up downed branches and other debris left behind from May's wet snowstorm. They advise residents that branches no more than 6 feet long and 3 inches in diameter should be deposited next to or into curbside composite bins for pickup. Limbs bigger than 6 feet long can be taken to Western disposal. The BPR has identified at least 230 trees that need work around Boulder, and as of Friday, they have completed work on 64 trees and will continue clearing the rest of the damage. Expect cloudy and rainy conditions and gray skies all throughout the Front Range today. In Boulder, it is a high of near 59 and a low around 39. In Denver, a high near 62 and a low around 39. In Fort Collins, a high near 63 and a low around 42. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 42 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.